Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Thursday. We have a big breaking story that I just got a TMZ alert, so Nikki and I rounded up the info. It's crazy. So we're going to, I know, it's big. So we're going to talk about Wow. Tiger in a second. But it's a crazy story right after this here. Radio.com is our sponsor. Get the Radio.com app. You'll stream us live every day and you won't miss these incredible breaking stories. Okay. Lady Gaga is in Italy right now. And she's got these three bulldogs. Or I'm not sure. One, the small bulldogs, you know, English bulldogs,
French bulldogs.
I was gonna say French.
She's got a guy who walks her dogs for her, and he has been shot in the chest four times, and her dogs have been stolen. Two of the three dogs have been stolen. This happened. Looks like last night. Two gunmen. Well, I don't know how many gunmen. Who stole two of the bulldogs. Ryan Fisher's this guy's name. He was ambushed in West Hollywood just walking her dogs. Koji, Miss Asia, and Gustavo.
Oh, wait. But this was in California.
This is in California. She's in Italy. He's here taking care of her dogs.
Completely confused by that. Okay, I get it now. So he's here. She's there. She doesn't know anything about this then.
Well, she probably does by now. I have no idea. I mean, I don't know what time is it. 4 a.m. there? I don't know what the time difference is.
What time is it in France?
Well, right now
Italy.
It's...
Where is she?
Italy. It's probably 2 in the afternoon.
It's 4 p.m.
Right now. Oh, it's 4 p.m. right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when this happened, I'm sure she was asleep. By now, she must know. Ryan Fisher ambushed in West Hollywood, walking her dogs about 10 o'clock last night here locally. He was in West Hollywood. He is in grave condition, and Koji and Gustavo are gone. They have crazy video from the scene. This guy's on the ground, still clinging to one dog, that apparently Miss Asia. The victim appeared to be alert and talking to the officers, but they are saying, four shots. Let me see if I can find
So wait, they specifically did this to steal the dogs. Is that what you're saying?
That is certainly how it seems. However, it's not known if he knew they were Lady Gaga's dogs and he's looking for a big ransom, or if he's just grabbing French bulldogs, if these people are grabbing French bulldogs because they know that they're popular and that they can get rid of them for
So
big
these
bucks.
Frenchies, and please, texters, 800-400-3697, correct me because I'm probably wrong, but from what because I like those dogs, and they're actually the ideal size for what I was thinking of when we, you know, jumped
they're
back
small,
into dog
right?
ownership.
They're
little tiny, yes.
Skinnier ones.
Yep. But they can go for $10,000. Mm. So these are not necessarily dogs you're going to – there are Frenchie rescues, but there's not many places that are going to have a $10,000 puppy available for free.
Right.
There's a lady in San Francisco. I just told you this story last week or the week before. They waited outside her house. They followed her as she walked her French bulldog. They approached her, punched her in the face, and stole her dog. This was in San Francisco. So this must be a thing. There must be a way to unload these dogs quick for cash.
There has to be, because, and there must be such demand, because people are not asking any questions. Oh, a full-grown bulldog? Geez, I feel like I've seen this one on TMZ with Lady Gaga before. The LAPD is confirming the shooting, said it was too early to know if it was a robbery or what was taken. It's also too early to know if they knew these were Lady Gaga's dogs or just, let's go get some French bulldogs. The victim is at a local hospital. They're saying unknown condition, but shot in the chest four times. Tough one. Although they say he was talking to them. Representatives for Gaga have not responded, and she's in Italy. So I'm sure she's absolutely horrified. So this is Lady Gaga's dog walker shot in the chest, and the dog, two of the three dogs were stolen. Unbelievable.
That's the breaking news, right?
That's the big story, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tiger Woods is our main story for this break. No memory of the accident. And they say they got there about 6 minutes after the final, after it rolled. I don't know if he called 911 or if someone saw this happen and called 911, but 7:12 the accident happened. They were there by 7:18. He has a shattered right leg, and I have a bunch of details on some of the injuries he suffered. But the first deputy arrived at the scene, and he appeared to be unaware of how badly injured he was. So he was completely in shock, I'm sure. At the hospital, he was asked about the incident by the investigators, and he had no recollection that he'd even been in an accident. He was kind of like, what am I doing here? Unaware of how badly he was hurt. I don't think he was aware of how gravely he was injured at the time. It could be a mixture of adrenaline. It could have been shock. Again, it was very quick. The moment I arrived from the moment he rolled over. So I don't know if he had time to fully assess his injuries. Didn't see any signs of impairment. They couldn't smell any liquor. They didn't see any open containers. Of course, that's all toxicology and that'll come back. But they are saying they didn't even bother to draw his blood, that he seemed... didn't seem impaired.
That's surprising because
I agree.
He's someone who's had a DUI. If you remember, he was passed out in his car in Florida with the car running.
Yep.
And you can search the internet. There they are testing him, and he is not okay to drive. In fact, I think if I remember correctly, when they asked him, where are you? He said, I'm in Orange County. And they went, nope, you're in Florida. You're not. In Orange County. Orange County's in California. You are not there. And he was
In Orange Country.
Yeah.
With lots of oranges here.
Right.
But you're not in Orange County.
Right. No, he was a mess. And you'd think that would be there. Like, this person has had a DUI. You need to check him.
I would absolutely agree with that. I feel like maybe he was so gravely injured and they had such a time getting him out of that thing that they just loaded him up, brought him, and then they drew blood at the hospital.
He's Tiger Woods the whole time, and they just went,
there's that.
Can you sign this for me?
He seems fine. Oh, yeah, I'll sign it for you. No problem. I don't even know where I am, man.
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't make sense, but okay. I don't need him to be busted. I actually like Tiger, and I watched that thing on him. I don't know where I saw it, but it was a two-part series about his life. And look, it's not flattering, but I still like him. I think that he's someone who had a weird upbringing. He was golfing on TV at two.
Mm-hmm.
Two. And he had an intense dad, and so there's some weirdness there. But nonetheless, he achieved great things. He had one of the biggest falls of all time.
Yeah, and it turned out he was human.
Right.
And made mistakes.
And has worked his way back to some extent. You know, that's a hard
thing.
Absolutely. I know that feeling of having to walk into a room when you've wronged people and you're barely conscious of it all. Like, you know it. You know the stories. It's horrible. It's nothing you would have done under normal circumstances. And yet, you got to face all that stuff. And it sucks. Yep.
So I've got some details on his injuries. There's a statement released by his team. And it says his right leg was mangled, but he is awake, responsive, and recovering in his hospital room. An official at the hospital, I'm not sure if they were allowed to say this. You're really not supposed to. I guess maybe they were a certain information they were allowed to release. And certainly people are very interested in what the hell happened to him. An official at the hospital said Tiger suffered open fractures, and which I'm not. Does that mean the bone is completely separated, or does that mean that the skin is open and you can see this? Like, what does that mean?
I had to guess, a break is like this, right?
Sure.
You know, the bone, yeah. Like, and so a fracture is up the lengthwise, and so a fracture might, you know, when they say open, maybe they were just deep fractures.
Also called a compound fracture is a fracture where there's an open wound or a break in the skin near the site of the broken bone.
Oh, the skin is broken as
so
well.
So open, so you can...
Got it.
It's just mangled. It just sounds horrible. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they say he suffered open fractures and a rod was inserted into his right tibia to straighten it and join it. Screws and pins were used to stabilize injuries to other bones in his leg, foot, and ankle. He experienced trauma to the muscle and soft tissue of the leg, and it was bad enough that they needed to do a surgical procedure to relieve the swelling. So this thing was... blown up. No mention of the left leg. Originally, I had heard he'd injured legs. I guess that's not the. They were, listen, maybe the left leg is hurt. I'm sure it's hurt, but it's not anything like the right leg. It also sounds like he'll be able to recover without any serious paralysis. And that bottom line for him is going to be the important thing. People want to know if this is going to put an end to his pro golf career. A little too early to say on that, I would guess. Mm-hmm. That's possible because not only has he got to recover from this injury and all everything that has just happened to his leg, he had just had surgery on his back in December, and I have to assume that that got racked up.
Here's what they've been saying on ESPN. Okay. First of all, about the back surgery, there's no way to know because no doctors have said anything about the swelling or what problems may have been caused by the accident to his back. Mm-hmm. They're not even talking about that Mm-mm. in detail yet, but that was a problem he was recovering from when this crash happened. The other stuff, it's very much like the injury Alex Smith got, the footballer, the one that was playing for the Washington. He used to be a Niner, mm-hmm. and his injury was bad, and that's what Tiger has, and Alex Smith's problem was he got a staph infection. These things can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
So while they've got, I think, a pretty good handle on the surgery, now they have to worry about whether or not they can keep this from becoming infected. That's the major issue now.
Some doctor who's not working on this guy, by the way, says it could take over with the sort of insertions of rods and all the other mm-hmm. things that have happened. It could take well over a year for all those bones to grow together and to be... more or less healed, assuming that they do it all. And it's also worth pointing out that he has struggled with addiction to painkillers, and they're going to have to find some way to mitigate the pain. So is he going to wind up with another problem at the end of this whole thing? So that could be a challenge.
Well, and those things can be dealt with. Often it's by helping someone, administering the medicine, making sure that they're not right. getting it, you know, handed a bottle of the stuff themselves or an unlimited supply. I don't know. I know that I've had to tell doctors straight up, don't hand me stuff in case I you know, I'm going to give that to my wife and let her deal with it so that I don't hoard it
right.
and get all weird.
Unless I'm howling with pain.
Right.
And at that point, just knock me out. And in the end, Tiger is still with us. And look, he's had an historic career, as we were just talking about, and he's doing some commentating now, and that might be what happens with him here. And if he's able to make a comeback, even to a small degree, that'll be a wonderful story. And if it's the end of his playing days, there's a lot to be thankful for.
He's accomplished a lot, and he certainly made enough money. One of the things people have pointed to, besides his appearance on TV this last weekend at that tournament in Riviera, mm-hmm. His last real appearance was when he played the father-son golf tournament recently with his boy Charlie. And it was really about his boy, not about him. And you could see that this was something that he was thrilled by. The opportunity to just have it be about his son, and mm-hmm. he's just a dad. And it seemed really, and anybody who's a dad knows that sort of suddenly your selfishness and your own concerns fly away, and you're right. just about watching your kid do whatever, whatever it is.
And it, look, at you know, there's lots of joy to be had in life. And even if the one thing that you really love goes away, there are other things that you can find joy in.
Right.
The L.A. County Sheriff, by the way, is not considering filing any criminal charges. The L.A. County Sheriff said this is purely an accident. They've already, I mean, there have to be some. Okay, you know what? Fine, it's purely an accident. It was 7 in the morning, and he was headed to a job, so let's go with that.
All right.
Bruce Springsteen. The story was right after the Super Bowl, he was drinking on federal property, and they pulled him over on his motorcycle after seeing him drink, and he got a DUI, and he pleaded guilty yesterday to drinking in a federal park, but the charges of drunk and reckless driving were dropped because his blood alcohol level was so low. Right. Bruce was fined $540, and the judge actually asked him, how long will you need to pay that?
Well,
and he said, I think I can pay that immediately. They did the hearing on Zoom because that's where everything happens now. By the way, the Jeep commercial is back on. Jeep said, as we stated previously, we paused the commercial until the facts were established. Now that the matter's been resolved, we're unpausing the film. So, yay, good. We'll get to see
it. It was a
him.
Good commercial. It really it got me right where, you know, in the gulper.
Yep. This guy's a spoiled brat.
Oh.
And there's spoiled brats out there. And this I don't know too much about this guy, but I'm going to tell you the story and you can draw your own conclusions. This guy was, his name is Isaiah Wilson. He's an offensive tackle on the Tennessee Titans team. And he is done with the team. Right. Partially because they didn't wish him a happy birthday on social media. He's all pissed off about it. According to the Titans, the GM said, the player we drafted last year is not the player we got. And he needs to rededicate himself to being a pro football player. So it sounds like this might be bigger than just the birthday thing.
I got to look him up. Has he been in trouble?
I don't see any trouble. Here's the deal. So listen to this, though. He was signed. He was drafted 29th overall. So he's a big deal.
Yeah.
He signed a 4-year, $11.6 million contract in April. The Titans are saying, look, we're committed to working with this guy. The situation is on him. Meanwhile, he's whining because they didn't wish him happy birthday for his 22nd birthday. There's a short clip that we're going to show you right now, Vin, and this is, I'll just describe it. This is him on national TV getting the news that he's been drafted to the Titans. That's his girlfriend sitting on his lap as the TV goes live to him. And she puts her arms around him. She holds him. And that's his mom
so
in the red.
See that arm?
Isn't that so sweet? Watch the mom in the red. Get off of him. Now she wrestles the girl off his lap. There's mom. Oh, get off of my son on national TV. She is dragging her away.
Funny.
And this guy is oblivious to all of it.
I'm sorry. Say this guy's name again.
Isaiah.
Okay.
On, let me get it here. Isaiah Wilson, offensive tackle.
Yeah, I'm going to have to read this. I don't have time to now, but it does look like they've got a very bumpy relationship.
Mm.
As you're stating.
Well, listen, he's a big star. He was a 29th overall pick. They've got to do right by him.
He's been nothing but a headache for the team.
Yeah. Sounds like pain in the ass. That girlfriend.
Well, that birthday thing. Look, you know, one of the things I would say is, first of all, grow up. You don't need to always have everyone have a cow over your birthday. But that said, there are people I know who love their birthdays, and I. Mm. When you know that about them and you also really love and appreciate them, you want them to feel special that day. You're happy to help them.
Yeah.
Clearly, these two haven't been getting along leading up to his birthday, so I don't know why he expected that.
Right. Well, they do it for all the other guys. Why didn't they do it for me? They don't appreciate me, man. Yeah, he seems like a pain in the ass.
Well, you know, that video you just showed with mom lurking in the background might be part of the problem.
Yeah, it seems like mom is...
maybe too much a part of the picture.
Maybe. I do love her yanking the... oh, God, that's good. You get off my son's lap on national TV, you hussy!
This sports article I found says the Titans can't move on from Isaiah Wilson soon enough.
Oh.
So they may not want to work this out.
Well, will they still owe him the money? Or someone else will pick it up?
There's all kinds of different contracts out there. Usually football is not guaranteed money.
Yeah. And I think I'm out of time here. I got to most of the good stuff. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
An interesting divorce settlement after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.